Your behavior or achievement level is usually consistent with your self-image. It operates the way a thermostat controls the temperature in a building. You set the thermostat at 72 degrees, which is comfortable for you. When the temperature in the room gets below the setting, the thermostat automatically triggers the heat to come on until 72 degrees is reached again. If the temperature gets too high, on comes the air conditioning system, automatically, to cool it down until the temperature again reaches your comfort zone of 72 degrees. And so it is with the self-image and achievement. If you perform below your self-image level, you'll get uncomfortable and make an adjustment to do better next time. If you perform too well or too high above your self-image setting, tension will automatically bring your performance back down to where you think you belong. This explains temporary fleeting success and choking under pressure. A golfer's handicap makes a good illustration. You see yourself after so many rounds as a lifetime 18 handicap because you shoot consistently in the high 90s. And one day, you go out and you don't pay much attention to yourself, and you relax. And you shoot a fantastic 38 on the front nine. But that's not like you. You're playing over your head, considering your handicap and your self-image as a golfer. So what do you do on the back nine? You're right. You adjust. With a sand trap and a water hazard-seeking ball, you get back to being yourself quickly. The tension finally goes away with a comfortable 55 on the back nine, just about right on to your own self-image handicap. Let me ask you something. Do you view your self-image as your life handicap, or is it your achievement mechanism? Are you a lifetime slave to your robot? The answer, of course, is no, that you are taking control, because there is no escape from the self-image. Some people try to blot it out with alcohol, drugs, or material extravagance, and some people try to forget the whole thing with mental depression or amnesia. But the winners in life, like you, control the setting and they change it as they desire. In time, with effort, they elevate their self-image and enlarge their universe. Winners dwell on and hold the self-image of that person they would most like to become. They get a vivid, clear, emotional, sensory picture of themselves as if they already had achieved their new role in life. Like children playing Let's Pretend, they play the role of whomever they want to be. They know their little robots can't tell the difference between the real me and the one I see. So they see themselves standing in the winner's circle. They can feel the solid gold weight around their neck. They hear the approval of the crowd. They smell the roses in the Rose Bowl. They can feel the solid gold weight of the medal around their neck, and they touch the diploma in their hand, and they picture the financial rewards of success, and they relish the self-esteem resulting from their personal achievement in advance. Because winners feel like winners. Winners see through the eyes of winners. What do you see for you today? Who will you be tomorrow? Think win with a positive self-image.